We're going to pause briefly for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This is Rob Casting Radio. And live on the boom mic that is booming a little too loudly. It's Boom Slang Basketball, and we are happy to be back with you here on Rob Casting Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Rob Adams. Welcome aboard as we start a new collection of games and a new group of girls. Happy to be with you from the LaFell School in Hartsdale, New York. The girls will be playing Northeast Elite in this first game. Should they win, they will move on to a championship matchup with Bourne Leaders later on this afternoon. So we will all settle in, as we said, on the boom mic once again. Nice to be back with you. It has been a few weeks since we last spoke, back in early March, but let's put the party back together and have some fun. Boomslang in their light blue tops and bottoms with the white accents and trim. The Boomslang snake on the front of the jersey and a rounded number on the back, and it's a black, red, and white combination for Northeast Elite. And we are underway as Boomslang wins the opening tip, and they immediately score. Driving right down and scoring, and it's 2-0. Would you believe that's the number I don't have on the roster? Shame on me. We'll get that straightened out in a little bit as it's turned over and brought right back. Leaving it is Taylor. She throws it up top, looking down low. It bounces around toward the block, stolen away by Northeast Elite. 2-0 the score. As Coach Ryan and I went over things before the game, but we apparently missed a number. So we'll straighten that out later. But in any event, 2-0, and it's back at the other end with a whistle for what I believe was a jump ball. Yeah, they're not calling a... not indicating a foul, so it will stay with Northeast Elite with Boomslang leading 2-0. On the inbound, turning left behind, and stolen away. Here comes Boomslang in transition. Left out on the wing and a travel. Just some happy steps for Boomslang. Excited to be off and running. This is a very basketball-focused group. And there's a difference to that, as this is an errant pass turned over and stolen right back by Boomslang as they bring it into the front court, switching out between the circles. And that'll be a jump ball and a battle right near the very top of the arc. Still 2-0, 12:44 to go in the first half. On the inbound, handled by Northeast Elite. They're going from right to left here in the smaller gym of the LaFell School, which is where we did all of our broadcasts since we've started actually doing this, as we get a whistle. It was handled in the backcourt, and they say blue ball, so that will stay with Boomslang. And it'll be taken out of bounds by Logan, who will inbound. Into the front court from left to right. Trying to set a pick for Taylor. She switches out toward the wing. She works up top on the perimeter, starts the dribble drive down into the blocks, settles in the blocks, turns and fires. It clanks around off the iron. A second try is coming up. That sits on the cylinder and falls away. There was a third chance. Looked like Alexa might have been able to get the final rebound, but nonetheless turned around and taken back by Northeast Elite. But it's still just 2-0 off that immediate score. Here's a try that goes off the top of the backboard for Northeast Elite, and it's brought back by Boomslang. Rolls off a leg into the lane and a scrum. Valerie had it go right off her shin and rolled toward the lane, but they will leave it. Let's see what they're going to do with the officials. Looks like they're going to give it back to Boomslang. as Logan goes out to bring it back in. 11:30, I believe, remaining first half. And they're still kind of deciding who gets the ball. 11:32 remaining first half, to be exact. All right, the officials are going to leave it with Boomslang. The whistle to bring it inbound. Got to get a pass in. Logan waiting. She gets it. Turning is Taylor. Taylor from right underneath, and she double dribbled. That's a travel. Lost her dribble and then kind of did a hop step. By the way, the ball was inbounded. I don't think anyone touched the inbound, but we let him play as this is turned over and brought back by Taylor, and now we get a whistle. Oh, you got to love it. It'll be side out of bounds. Still 2-0, 11:09 remaining in an interesting first half. In this tournament play, to the free throw line they go. For Boomslang, out to the left, it's Alexa handling the ball. She goes up top, looks to her right, finds Logan. Logan settling down, but it's bounced out of bounds. Looked like it was last touched by Northeast, and it will be. The official was explaining something to Valerie, and I appreciate that explaining of the game that the officials do to the kids. Inbound coming, stolen. Taken back by Northeast Elite. They trail 2-0, 10:49 remaining first half, and Valerie reaching in for the steal. And she'll leave it on the outlet to Taylor. Taylor lobs down low and is knocked out of bounds. Good long pass down to Alexa, who was waiting on the left side of the lane. And then it was knocked away. So it'll be inbounded. In it goes up. No good. Good try by Taylor. In the lane. Valerie had a hand on it, but Northeast Elite gets it back. Still 2-0. Driving down toward the elbow. Back up top. Swinging out to the left. Heading down to the left baseline. Backing in. Good defense by Boomslang. A left side jumper goes off the side of the backboard, and it's Valerie to collect the loose ball. So here comes Boomslang. Turning from the blocks. Up no good. And right back with Northeast Elite. Number 4 of Northeast getting the rebound. Out to the right side. That's 21 heading to the elbow. And a foul called. From the looks of it. A non-shooting foul. So the loose ball foul brings the ball back in. And it's an errant pass going to the sideline. Stolen away by Boomslang. Looking to run in transition. Down it goes. Into the blocks. Turning. And before the shot. They'll bring the ball out of bounds. Inbound coming. Heading toward the left corner, or rather right corner, I beg your pardon, Taylor. That was all happening right in front of me, so they were heading to my left, it happens. And it's Northeast Elite to bring it back the other way. Nearly stolen on a pass. Turning right toward the right side. It's 2-0 still to score. 9:20 remaining in the first half and a jump ball. They'll bring that down out underneath the basket. At the opposite end of the court from where ace producer Sean Adams and I are set up today. Inbound, thrown up, and that's too high off glass by Northeast. So brought back, left behind at the center stripe. A battle for it there. Good battle, but the pass is intercepted by Northeast, and they'll bring it back with 9:15 remaining in the first half of the clock that, by the way, is currently not running. And now we'll get a jump ball. So... now the clock's running again. And now it's stopped. 9:14 remaining first half. I was saying to Ryan before the game, I said, I'm an observer, so I get to laugh at all of this. To the right side, Boomslang on the attack, right to the baseline, but able to keep it in bounds with Taylor. That's good handling. Tried to thread it over to Logan on the left side of the lane. That ball turned and stolen. Boomslang gets it back, and now it's stolen away. And it's a two-on-one going the other way for Northeast. thrown up. That's no good. It sat in the cylinder at the bracket and fell out. And Northeast and Booms Lang traveled. So it's Booms Lang traveled. They had the ball. And I believe that should be going back to Northeast. So 6, 7, 8 minutes in, however much you want to count, because the clock has been inconsistent, it's still 2-0. And it will be Northeast Elite Basketball. Into the left side on the baseline, turning around, and a foul. So they get Alexa for a foul. A loose ball foul. Turning and heading toward the baseline, trying to get it up there, nothing doing. And they'll call the jump ball again. So as always, held balls or jump balls galore as Booms Lang makes a couple of changes. Zoe being one of them, and I believe that is Harper coming on as well. 8:14 remaining first half, 2-0, Northeast Elite Basketball, but Booms Lang with the lead. On a quick and early shot, and here's an attempt to tie it. That's no good. It was too strong off the backboard, and it goes out of bounds. This time it will be Booms Lang ball. Again, if you don't know, win this game, and there's a second game coming up in a little bit for the championship of this tournament. As the pass came down low, sits on the baseline. Good body control by Alexa to not go out of bounds. Zoe, it's thrown up. No good. Settled back. And Elite takes it the other way. They drive into the block, stolen by Alexa and out of bounds. Good defense by Booms Lang. Inbounded again toward the baseline and a held ball. Where'd they call a foul? Maybe they did call a foul on that one because I saw the indication of the fingers. And a timeout on the floor in any event with 7:31 remaining in the first half. And the score is still just 2-0. So we last saw you in early March here. That was when that group of girls was competing for a championship playoff game that they fell in. And since then, we had a chance to get away and kind of catch our breath. And now we're being entertained here by a young lady doing cartwheels and splits. Far more athletic than I could ever be. And the officials shooting the ball. So everybody having a good time. We've got entertainment, we've got a shoot around, and now we've got basketball returning to the floor with 7:31 remaining in the first half, and the score still 2-0 Booms Lang. It will be Elite Basketball in the black, white, and the red. They inbound it, get it toward the corner. Zoe over there for defense for Booms Lang, keeping it in that left corner, coming away with it, and a shot up that's no good, and they whistle a foul. Let's see who they've got. It might have been on Alexa, but regardless, Northeast Elite with a chance to tie it up with a pair of free throws. First one is no good. That went left. If you miss it, somebody grab it. I like that. Second. That is no good, and Zoe grabbed it. Booms Lang basketball. They still lead 2-0. Zoe goes left, and that bounces off to the Elite bench. Coach Ron, you can hear him across the way. Great guy and a great basketball mind as the pass is intercepted by Zoe. She feeds to the left side. That's up and no good, and Northeast comes away with the rebound. Heading back out toward the right wing with the hands up. Here's a long shot that becomes an air ball and settles right back down with Booms Lang. They bring it from left to right with a 2-0 lead, 6:39 remaining first half. Looking inside, they do. There's Taylor. Settled back down on the baseline. Taylor with another try. No good. Tried to get a third shot, and it goes out of bounds. They will leave it with Boomslang. Zoe for the inbound. In immediately up, and that is no good. Settling down in the arms of Joey. Put up again. That's no good as well. One more time. Nothing doing. And it'll go with a lead. 2-0. 6:14 remaining in the first half. And last touch out of bounds at the other end of the gym. And went out off of Boomslang. So it will be Elite basketball. They'll bring it in. They do, and it was almost stolen immediately, but it goes out of bounds off Boomslang. So the inbound again. Heads toward the corner. Tipped and goes out of bounds to the Boomslang bench. Boomslang with a very strong bench today. Here is Elite on the inbound. Nearly stolen and now almost and wrenched into a jump ball. So friends, it remains 2-0 with 5:40 remaining in the first half. That is Taylor. Taylor looking left. Stays up top. Zoe to the left side. Back to Zoe near the elbow. Off the fake. Gets inside. Bouncing toward the sideline and out of bounds. Elite's coach barking directions, and it is Boomslang basketball. Taylor too strong. Second try, Zoe, no. It bounces out of bounds. Should be last touch by Elite, and it is. Boomslang trying to rip the ball out of the official's arm, so anxious to get the ball. As I told you, it's a very focused group. And they'll call a double dribble on the ball fake. A fake shot becomes essentially a travel. So it's Elite basketball. They'll take it. 4:57 to go, first half, 2-0. Down into the lane, left side of the lane. That's put up no good by Elite. Underneath, they try to get the rebound. They do. Stand near the elbow and roll it out to the left side. Zoe able to get right on top of it, and she'll bring it up and quickly passes it and quickly traveling. In youth sports especially, there is a difference between being hyper-focused on the task at hand, focused on the sport, versus, I'm playing sport and I'm focused on, but it's my friends too. And that both sides are good. But so far, this is a very basketball-focused group as it rolls out of bounds to the other end. Inbound for Northeast Elite. They bring it in, trailing 2-0. Long shot goes down low, sits, and rolls out of bounds. It'll be Boomslang basketball, 4:07 remaining in the first half. It's Zoe to the timeline. Switches hands on the dribble, goes left to the elbow, sent down low. Taylor almost got a hand on it, but good thing she didn't. Went out of bounds. It'll stay with Boomslang. And the inbound almost went right through the hands of Taylor. Turns around on the pivot, leaves it behind up top for Zoe. Drives to the right, blocks, threw it up, and it sat on the cylinder. Rim's not being friendly, so it's taken back by Elite. Really a travel there, but stolen away, and they'll bring it back the other way in a one-on-two, stopping, and they're going to call that one a travel, I bet, and they do. The travel giveth, and the travel taketh away. 3:27 remaining first half. Boomslang still leads just 2-0. A basket, by the way, that happened about 20 seconds into the game. That one hit the inside of the rim for Northeast Elite, and it bounced out. So the shot's still not falling as it comes down and is picked off by Elite. Boomslang with the turnover. Down to 3:04 remaining in the first half. Heading out toward the right wing, knocked around. Sitting near the free throw line, ball on the court. Taken away, it's Zoe bringing it back. Zoe on her own. Zoe the layup, too strong off the window. And it stays 2-0. 2:43 remaining first half. And a whistle at the other end. They whistled a foul. So two free throws for number 5 of Elite. Deadly silent in here. First. No. Too high and too off to the right as it kissed off the window. Some fresh blood on for Elite. Second free throw coming. Joey takes a seat for Boomslang. And the second. And again, very quiet. That one hit the back iron, no good. So it lands in the arms of Julia, and Boomslang will bring it up, trying to get and improve on this 2-0 lead. It goes to Ella in the lane. Kept in bounds off a nice save, but goes back to Elite, and they look to drive to tie it up with 2:20 remaining in the first half. And this will bounce out of bounds. .212 remaining in the first half. On the drive for Elite to the left elbow, and a jump ball will be whistled. So the ball down at the other end of the floor toward the Northeast Elite basket and knocked right back out of bounds. Boy, when I saw that first bucket hit to make it 2-0, I thought, wow, we're going to have a high-scoring game. Yeah, not so much. Inbound coming, rolling to the sideline, out of bounds. So I believe Boomslang got a hand on it. They will leave it with Elite with 1:53 remaining in the first half. And that's one part of the gym that is obscured. So we'll try to lean forward and watch it again. The first inbound did not connect. Let's put it that way. Taylor is the one on defense. I can tell you that. And now the inbound. Controlled and almost turned over. And they will blow it dead again. And it will stay with Boomslang. Still 2-0 Snakes. 1:40 remaining in the half. Splitting through defenders. It goes into the lane. Sat there for a moment. That was Julia. Back to the blocks. That's up and no good. And knocked out of bounds. Northeast Elite will get it back. And tie a shoe. And so Alexa will do that right now. Takes a look over at the friends and family and fans over here on the near side of the gym. Getting that good double knot. And she's satisfied. And the official says, all right, let's play ball. So it's Elite basketball, trailing by one basket, one measly old basket. And all that shoe tying, Alexa ripped the ball away, so she gets the steal. And she also had a little bit of happy feet as she traveled. Oh, well. I was trying to create a narrative there for you, folks. It's Elite basketball with 1:10 to go in the first half. To the free throw line, splitting defenders, and a foul called in the lane. Oh, that's a tough call. Defense got back, but there was contact in the lane. Another shoe is getting tied now. Might have to go to the triple knot this time. In the meantime, there's 1:06 remaining. in the first half. And the free throw is no good. So Northeast Elite now 0-5 from the stripe. And the second makes it 0-6. And the score remains 2-0. So it's Alexa to bring it up. Tied shoes and all. Gets it across the timeline. Spins. That pass was high and it falls down. And it's handled now by Boomslang. Turning near the elbow. It's stripped away. Taken away from Julia. And back at the other end, it sits back on the floor. So Boomslang with a long pass down. Sprinting over toward us, toward the corner. It's Taylor on the floor and it's picked up by Elite. And they'll bring it with a half minute remaining in the first half and a whistle at the other end as the ball went out of bounds. And it goes to Elite, rolls out of bounds immediately, and it turns in favor of Boomslang. So down to the end of the first half. It's Taylor bringing it up, turning right, trying to back in, leaves it behind. Looks inside, turning Alexa. Alexa with a good view, too high off glass. Settled down with 13 on the floor, and the whistle for the held ball. Good scrum on the floor. As with ponytails, numbers can be hard to see. 9 seconds remaining first half, but I believe that was Ella. As this is stolen away. Boomslang bringing it back with two, with one. It'll go out of bounds with .6, so that will not be enough. I mean, it's literally inbound and throw. So it's Alexa to inbound. There it is, and the first half comes to an end. Yeah, there was really very little chance you were going to get a shot off there. 2-0, the halftime score. And Boomslang up that one bucket. See, now we're having a tennis ball toss. See, we've got everything here today. Second half will start in about 100 seconds. The cartwheels have begun again. This is halftime entertainment. We need this. Beautiful Sunday afternoon in Westchester County and in Connecticut as well. Stepped out the door to some 60 degrees, bright sun skies. So an absolutely beautiful day. Sean Adams and I grabbed some lunch, so we sat in the parking lot here in Hartsdale and had a quick bite to eat before we came inside to handle basketball duties, which right now has Boomslang on top 2-0 at halftime. Bourne Leaders awaits in a championship game of this tournament as it's back to tournament action once again. And it is our pleasure to be with you once more. Remember, Boomslang is Fairfield County's only all-girls basketball program, and it's based in Greenwich, Connecticut. The program's practices focus on fundamentals and professional coaches who push the girls to be competitive in local tournament play and in practice and games. The entire learning process is done in a positive, fun learning environment. That is a great way of saying, come join us, because they're really good at what they do. As for Coach Ron, he's a 2023 New York Knicks Junior Coach of the Year nominee for all of his great work with Boomslang and the impact he makes in the community. You can read all about him in the exclusive interview that was held with Slang Magazine on the Boomslang team site at boomslangbball.com. It's his third season with the club, and it's going pretty well. It is a fun group, and it's a new group from the one that we met a few weeks back or a few months back, but it's still a fun group, good group. 2-0. Halftime. And of course, we're thrilled to be with you on the Boom Mic. That is the name of our broadcasting circle, if you will, the official broadcast home. K carried on Robcasting Radio. You've got a digital magazine now on the boomslangbball.com website. And you can even find an interview with me. Boomslang basketball to start the second half. Left side turning around. That's up and no good. Trying to get that quick first possession score like they did in the first half. Here comes Northeast Elite trailing 2-0. Heading down toward the left corner. They send it back out to the free throw line. Working toward the right side of the lane. Taylor, good defense by her. And it looks like she will wind up taking a foul, and that is the case. Boy, her positioning was good. But she picks up the foul. And we respect the guys in the stripes. So again, more free throws, which have been a bit of an issue. First one, no good. This is the fourth different free throw shooter that Northeast Elite has put at the line. Numbers 4, 5, 12, and 17 have all stepped to the stripe. Second, cut it to 2-1, no good. It was on the cylinder and rolled out. Boomslang from right to left, and Taylor puts it home. Taylor makes it 4-0 on a perfect feed to her in the left blocks, and she fired. And it kissed off the glass. Trying at the other end. And the problem is finding the finesse when you try to play the window. As Valerie will bring it across, and no, traveled to turn it back. Wait. Okay, yes, that is the call. The girls are shooting, and it's going so strong off the glass that it doesn't have a chance to do the little kiss off the window. That hardly a criticism, just an observation. To the right block, left behind, turned up, and that'll bounce out of bounds. It'll be Boomslang basketball. They lead 4-0 with 12:52 remaining in the second half. And they drive from right to left. It's Taylor sending back. Looking to Valerie. Valerie at the free throw line with the yellow sneakers. Trying to set her feet. And that pass heads down to the baseline and is intercepted. So Elite will bring it back. From left to right they go. Bounce pass comes down into the left blocks. There's the scrum for the jump ball. ...12:20 remaining. 4-0 Boomslang. It will be Northeast basketball. They throw that high off glass. No. Rebounded by Boomslang. Almost stepped out of bounds, but good body control. Valerie chasing it. She's able to get it from her knees. Sends it to Taylor. Taylor with the kiss. It won't fall. Taylor threw up a good 10-footer that then bounced off the backboard. It just wouldn't roll in, and a travel turns it over. 11:48 remaining in this 4-0 game, and the pass, the inbound stolen away. Down to the left baseline. Taylor with the defense, and a foul whistled. No, they called a double dribble. Or no. They're taking it out of bounds. A good official, and this is not criticizing these guys, you're clear with your indications. As it goes off the side of the backboard, settled right down into the waiting arms of Logan. Stolen away by Elite. They bring it back the other way. Put up, no good. Sits in the lane. Again, for Boomslang, and they'll call another held ball. And it will go to Boomslang. And the inbound ahead to Valerie. Valerie to center court. Gets to Logan on the left side. Logan scrumming for it on that left side, and there's another whistle. It went out of bounds, so it'll be handled by Boomslang. and knocked out of bounds as they tried to feed into Taylor. 4-0 Boomslang. 10:49 remaining. Another inbound to happen. And it does. Nearly stolen, but lands with Alexa. Alexa driving right side toward the baseline. And a travel turns it over. And a quick save on a tennis ball. Tennis ball rolled onto the floor. No one knew it. They quickly recovered, and the game continues. We cover everything. Here's Elite trying to score, and they do. So they're on the scoreboard as number 17 hits the first two of the afternoon, and the lead for Boomslang cut in half to 4-2. Valerie to center court. Lost the handle. Gets it ahead. It's taken by Logan. Logan down to the left side. Turns around and fires. It went, but they waved the shot off for a double dribble. I say make an exception. That was such a good shot. Give her the bucket. But that's not how it works. So here comes Elite trying to tie it up. It bounces down and goes out of bounds. So it'll be Boomslang ball. All right, it'll be Boomslang ball with 9:52 remaining. Into Zoe. Zoe sprinting down the right side. Turns, leaves it behind. Had it back, went through the hands, and out of bounds. The Northeast Elite player had it go right into her arms and just could not corral it. Sent down that ball sitting and goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Boomslang. Last touch by Elite. So we're down to probably about 8.5 to go. Yes. 9:33, excuse me. As this also will go out to the sideline. So a lot of inbounding that's going nowhere. And now it does come in. And it's handled by Elite. And Elite driving. Down the left side. To the baseline, it went off her foot and out of bounds. It'll be Alexa inbound. She does, and it goes right off the back of Harper, who wasn't ready for that inbound, and then a travel occurs. And so, it comes back the other way. Heading to the left side, 8:56 remaining, and an elbow jumper is a foul. I think Zoe committed it. So free throws coming again with a chance to tie it up. First. No. Still 4-2. Love seeing the officials smile as much as they are too. That means they're having some fun. Second. Oh, in and out, no good. But a second try, no good as well. Another rebound for Elite. They'll try an elbow jumper that's no good. There's another layup try, no good. And two Boomslangers were sitting right there looking at each other as they came down with the ball. And the whistle does blow. And another foul committed. It's a non-shooting foul with 8 minutes remaining. A jumper from the elbow, no good. And Taylor gets the rebound. Taylor ahead to Alexa. It's knocked away and out of bounds. It'll be Boomslang basketball with 8:29 to go. Still 4-2. Boomslang basketball club on top of Northeast Elite in this tournament semifinal. Hey. Loose Lace is being dealt with. And that's been handled. And the inbound pass. Came into Harper. Harper ahead, turned away. Back comes Elite. Looking to tie. Fighting through a triple team. And the whistle blows for a held ball. So Elite will bring in side out of bounds, not far from us. And driving through defenders, it's kicked out of bounds. It'll be Boomslang basketball. Taylor for the inbound. Taylor's looked good today. She has one of the two baskets for Boomslang, who lead 4-2 with 7:51 to go. And it remains with Boomslang down at the other end of the floor. So the inbound taken by Taylor and turned away. Back in a one-on-three, and it's on the cylinder, no good. Taylor the rebound. She got the ball away, but the held ball called. So Northeast Elite just unable to come up with that tying bucket for now, but they get the ball on the inbound. Defense by Alexa all over the Northeast Elite player. Then a knock ball over into the corner by Zoe. Good defense there. Around on the right wing, turning down to the baseline. The shot coming. That turns into a missed pass, or missed shot and a pass, rather. And they call the held ball on the floor. 6:58 to go. Taylor inbounds to Zoe. Zoe across the timeline from right to left. Elbow jumper, no. Hit the side iron, wouldn't fall. Back the other way it comes with 6:45 remaining and a foul. Well, they called a foul. And it'll stay with Elite in any event. It was a loose ball foul. Toward the corner. Elite holds on to it on the sideline. Turning back up top. From the elbow. Bounced around. Boomslang trying to get on top of it with Alexa. She had it. Now the scrum. Here comes the whistle. There it is. Score remains 4-2. Boomslang with 6:18 remaining. It's Elite basketball. They get to the lane. They get to the blocks. And a foul. So again, this is number 17 at the line for Elite. And the first one was too strong, and she just looks at the heavens and shakes her head, frustrated. Free throws just won't fall. Looks like Harper might be checking out. And Joey will be checking in. That has been taken care of. Talk to you, Joey. Second one with 6:09 to go. That doesn't fall either. And a technical foul has been called. A technical foul has been called because Boomslang had one too many bodies on the floor. What happened was one of the players was standing over near the bench talking, but still standing on the floor. First free throw, wouldn't fall. So it happens. It's youth basketball. Second. That one is good. One for 14 from the free throw line, but it does make it 4-3. 6:06 remaining, and they get the ball back. So it's Northeast Elite basketball with a basket that can take the lead, but it's taken away. Boomsland gets it back with Alexa. To the front court, Zoe. Zoe goes right. Looked like Taylor in the blocks had it blocked. Out towards center court, and Zoe was on it, but they call the jump ball with 5:42 remaining, and the clock's still running, because of course it is. Boomsland will inbound. That went off the fingers of Zoe, but quickly backed up by Alexa, and then Zoe able to collect it on the sideline from right to left, and a big basket needed here, and a double dribble turns it over. Boomsland in need of a basket to kind of secure things a little more. They only have a 4-3 lead with 5:22 remaining. They drive. Does Northeast Elite. Up. No good as it sat in the cylinder to take the lead, but another try coming. That's no good. There will be a third try coming for Elite, but no good. Too hard to get that angle underneath the basket. And the outlet went from Alexa ahead to Zoe. With 4 minutes remaining in a one-point game. Turning around toward the elbow. Zoe on the dribble. The pass comes over left, and it's stolen away. It was intended for Taylor. Here comes Elite with a chance to take the lead again. Sliding along the right side. She's able to set her feet and get back, and a timeout. A timeout with 3:37 to play. And the score is still 4-3. Boomsland on top of Northeast Elite. A coffee break will be necessary after this. It's been fun. All right, we have resumed gymnastics. I love it. The timeout entertainment has been outstanding. So it will be Elite basketball, side out of bounds, maybe 20 feet from where we're sitting. The inbound with 3:35 to go. It was on the floor, handled by Elite. They'll go up top. Settling off to the left blocks. Driving in a 4-3 game. And a whistle right down low. And it'll be taken out of bounds. Clock running. 3:24 remaining. Now clock has stopped. Brought in. Turning. Firing. Sits off the side of the rim. They get it back. And it's out of bounds. Let's see who they're giving it to. They're giving it back to Elite with 3:12 remaining in a 4-3 game. Lobbed in, sat with Boomsland, goes out of bounds. It'll be Boomsland ball. And it's Taylor for the quick inbound. Zoe brings it ahead. Further ahead. Alexa, left side. Sends over, went off the fingertips of Joey. Turned back, here it comes. With Elite. And Elite gets it ahead, and Elite for the lead. It was Zoe that disrupted things just enough. And the jump ball has been called by the official, who is just making fun of all the arms and elbows and legs flailing. Again, they're having fun. 4-3 the score, 2:45 remaining. It's Elite basketball. They went to shoot it. Zoe gets it. Alexa played the defense. Zoe ahead. It's intercepted. Elite with another try. Off feet it goes, but it stays with Elite. Heading toward the right baseline, they turn and send it back up top. Out to the left side now. Shot attempt no good. It landed with Taylor, but comes back with Elite. And they call a foul with 2:17 to go. So it's a loose ball out of bounds, and a quick inbound and a quick shot, and that is no good. Zoe was able to knock it off just enough to bring it to Alexa. And a good possession needed by Boomslang. That won't get it done as Elite steals it back with 2:03 remaining in a one-point game, and the ball goes out of bounds. Inbound coming. It's Elite basketball. Trailing 4-3. 1:54 to go. Moving right for Elite. They go to back it out, and it's knocked out of bounds. And it's Boomslang ball. .142 clock running into Alexa. It's almost as it's knocked out of bounds. It's almost like a certainty the next basket wins this game. Because it's 4-3 or it's 5-4, either way. Or it's 6-3. In a very low-scoring affair. The ball to be inbounded by Boomslang. Into Zoe. Zoe puts it up. It's short. Sits back with Elite. They're driving to the free throw line. Up. No good. Oh, that shot looked good. Second try coming. Lob down into the paint. Further down the scrum there with 1:25 to go. And the clock, by the way, continued to run. 4-3 the score. They're sorting everything out on the floor. Everybody okay? Number 17 of Elite with a wry smile, and maybe a little embarrassed because she was receiving applause for being a little banged up and saying she's okay. But it's Boomslang ball and stolen right back off an errant pass with 1:12 remaining. Boomslang needing to play defense. They have a 4-3 lead. To the elbow. To the blocks. No. Right back into the arms of Alexa with 1 minute remaining. Another pass goes to center court. That's intercepted by Elite. Looking to get that ball around, and a timeout called by Elite with 53.8 remaining. So a little bit of high drama. Four, three. The officials back to shooting free throws, and boy, they're draining threes from up top. Official goes to the left wing. I thought he was going to shoot another one. I was ready to describe it. All right, 53.8 to go. 4-3. Elite back on the floor. Boomslang joining him right now. Under one remaining. In a one-point game. There's the inbound. Turning toward the corner. On the near wing. Nearly stolen from Elite. Oh, and they call a jump ball. 47.1 remaining. All right, the inbound again. It stays with Elite. Taylor jumping in her face. In the corner, Zoe on defense. Working toward the top. Sending into the blocks. Lands in Alexa's arms. They'll whistle it with 38.4 to go. Now it's Boomslang ball. It's 4-3. Inbounded. And a travel? Yes, it is. Coach is coaching, players playing, and some biting fingernails because this is high drama. 35 remaining, Northeast basketball, they've got it. Lobbed into the lane, up for the lead, no good. A second try coming if they can get the shot up. No, but a foul called with 27.2 to go. And And again, free throws have been an issue. One ties it. Two take the lead. First. Short. And she knew it the minute she started to shoot. Teammates supportive. Second one with a chance to tie it. Two extra dribbles. No good. But they get the rebound. 25 remaining in a 4-3 game and another jump ball. Blue ball, they cry. 22.8 to go, 4-3. No, it was black ball, excuse me. It's elite, and it's down low, and up for the lead, and another foul. And another attempt to tie it or take the lead. The fifth different free throw shooter for Elite. By the way, Boomslang has not shot a free throw in this game. First one's no good. So again, another chance to tie it. 18.3 to go. Second on the way. No good. Landed right in the arms of Zoe. With 16 to go, 4-3 Boomslang. Ahead and in the lane. They rifle it away. They've still got it with 9 to go, and it's down to 8.5 and the jump ball whistle. These girls, score might not reflect it, but they played their tails off as Zoe tried to put it in. So there's a chance off the miss with 2. With 1 at the buzzer, it's no good, and Boomslang holds on for a 4-3 victory. How about that kind of drama? 4-3, the final score. And Boomslang gets the victory here over Northeast Elite. We have a second game at about 4:15. And my gosh, I only wish there was a cup of coffee to find some energy for this second game. But there will be a championship here on Robcasting on the boom mic in this weekend tournament. The only question is, do we need to move gyms? But we'll find all that out. And wherever we are a little later, we'll rejoin you. But Boomslang had to hold on for dear life to get the win. They did. They get the victory. And they take a 4-3 decision here this afternoon. So that is our first broadcast in the books. And we will ready for game number 2. 4:40 apparently is the second start time. So we're going to have a little break in between games. All right. That will do it for now in this Sunday afternoon tournament. Boomslang basketball concludes for game number 1 with the final score. Boomslang 4 and Northeast Elite 3. So Boomslang will play in the championship of this tournament in the 4 o'clock hour. I'm on social media at Double 5. I will let you know all the details. We're also on social media at Robcasting Radio. So that's another way for you to get information on the second game. We'll see you in a little while. Final score in this one, Boomslang 4, Northeast Elite 3. Back to Hartsdale in a bit for the championship game. You've been listening to Boomslang basketball action from the Boom Mic on Robcasting Radio. For now, so long, everyone. Powered by Robcasting Radio.